This is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for January 29th. We're going to be looking today at the emperor's new clothes. All of the plagues that came crashing down on Egypt were aimed squarely at the multitude of gods in which all Egypt, and especially Pharaoh, had placed its and his faith. While the plagues of the Exodus happened some 3,500 years ago, the record stands for all time and for every people and every generation that I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Take a look at the stunning indictment God handed down on the idols in which men trust, whether it be Egyptian gods or gods of commerce or political power, as in our day. The cobra, or ureu, was the symbol of Pharaoh's ruling power. Does that reflect Genesis chapter 3, perhaps? The Nile, the god Hapi, the spirit of the Nile, flooded the delta with agricultural bounty, making it possible for Egyptians to live. Hapi was called the giver of life to all men. Interesting, too, was the goddess Hatmet, who inhabited the Nile, goddess of the fish. Guess what died on the Nile with the plague of blood? The frogs, Hekt, the goddess of fertility, who was given a frog's head, could not control the fertility of these frogs. Gnats and flies. With these, the magicians gave up, saying to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." Flies and gnats were symbols of the fly god, which gave bravery and strength to warriors. Courageous soldiers were given a golden fly to pin on their uniform. The livestock. It seems something similar to anthrax, which was against the cow-headed love goddess Hathor, whom Pharaoh worshipped in particular. In fact, Pharaoh's symbol was that of the bull, who would go to Hathor to enjoy the favors of her fertility and bring them to the whole of Egypt. Hathor was destroyed by the plague against the livestock. Still, Pharaoh wouldn't listen. The boils. This was against the god of healing, Imhotep, a deified man or physician of early Egyptian history, and the goddess Sekhmet. Chicanery always gets exposed. Hail, the sky goddess, Hut, was supposed to protect the land from the ravages of weather-related disasters. Couldn't quite do that, could she? The locusts. The locust-headed god, Senechem. This plague was probably directed at the sun god, Ra, the greatest of the Egyptian pantheon, in that the description of the hordes of locusts indicates that they were so thick that they blotted out the noonday sun, showing Ra's impotence. He couldn't control lesser gods, let alone the sun. Darkness, definitely directed at the supreme god Amon-Ra, god of the sun, who made all growth possible. Pharaoh was considered to be the son of Amon-Ra. The firstborn, wipe out the father, Amon-Ra, and the son, Pharaoh, and you have a complete picture of the utter devastation that God inflicted upon Egypt in the plagues. He demonstrated for all time that Yahweh alone is God. There is no other. Indeed, there is no other. Thanks for joining with me on today's Daily Dose. I'll be back tomorrow with another installment.